Hey, this is Chris Johnson, and it's a disgusting fucking mess outside my apartment right now. Just fucking gross. It was fucking hailing earlier. There's like fucking, you know, wind advisories and shit. It was banging up against my windows, just loud. I feel like the power could go out at any fucking time. When the power goes out, it fucking sucks. When I was a kid, I used to get like really jacked up when the power went out because it was like new and exciting. Because you didn't give a shit about anything when you were a kid. You can go like play camping or something in the basement or whatever the dumb shit that I used to fucking do. Or light candles or whatever the fuck. But now it just fucking blows. Anyway, so I hope the fucking power doesn't go out while I'm fucking doing this. You won't fucking know anyway because I'll just fucking edit it together. The fucking election was recently and I couldn't be fucking happier that it's over. I got so many fucking political mailers. It gets worse and worse every fucking year with just the amount of fucking huge fucking douchebags out there. It just pisses me off. And like, people piss me off during the election. Just dummies, just fucking dummies bother me during the election. Like, I don't give a shit, really, who you support. I mean, I kind of fucking do, but like, you do whatever the fuck it is that you do. I'm probably not gonna fucking say anything to you about it. But what fucking bothers me is when people just know absolutely fucking nothing. I mean, if you parrot fucking talking points, you might know absolutely nothing either, but at least you're kind of listening enough to hear the bullshit, you know what I mean? But like, if you're so fucking dumb that you don't know basic civics, then I just want to fucking drive a stake right through your fucking heart. I was back at the office at work for a while. Oh, surprise, surprise, I'm not back at the fucking office anymore. That's a fucking stunner, isn't it? Who fucking knew that the fucking cases would get worse, aside from every fucking news story? So I'm back home again. I shouldn't fucking complain about it too much, because I'm fucking thrilled not to be in that fucking cesspool, because I was not fucking safe there, at least I did not feel safe there. But when I was at the office, I was there for 3.5 weeks. I was there, fortunately enough, during the fucking election. So what a fucking delight that was. And they have people kind of spaced out there, but close enough that you can still hear their bullshit. And there's this one motherfucker, a guy I don't know. I don't know his fucking name. I've never spoken to him before. I've never introduced myself to him. We don't really talk. I think I've seen him in passing. I think he used to sit near me when I was at the office before, but it was never on my team. I don't know anything about him. And quite frankly, I don't give a shit about him. And that's not even a derogatory thing. I don't give a shit about most people. If you walk into work and you see like fucking 30 people, or how about this? Put it like this. If you work nights and you walk in there and you see all these people on days, like the day fucking shift or the night shift, if it was like the other way around, you don't give a fuck about any of those people because you don't know them. That's all I'm saying. I don't really have any negative thoughts towards these people. I just don't know them and don't fucking care about them. But this guy, I started to care about because I started to fucking hate him. I started to fucking hate him because he was dumb. He was a fucking dummy. And he was just like obnoxious before. He was just yammering about bullshit. Once election time came though, motherfucker, he was yammering about that fucking election. And I'm not one of these dicks that says you can't talk politics at work. You can talk whatever the fuck you want at work. I don't give a shit. Because I'm going to be pissed off anyway. I'm just as likely to get pissed off if you're talking sports at work or talking science at work, talking whatever the fuck at work, whatever the fuck that's on your mind. Just fucking hearing you talk most times about fucking any topic is gonna make me fucking hate you. So it doesn't matter if you talk politics, I don't care. My stance is I'm probably gonna hate you anyway. I might as well get there quicker by starting yammering about fucking political shit. I work in a call center and he was like having conversations with people on the phones, like people calling to buy insurance. And he's talking about like the election and like the pandemic and shit like that to people on the fucking phones. You know what I talk to people on the phones about when I'm selling insurance? Fucking insurance. I don't fucking talk about anything else. Like, why the fuck would I talk to someone I don't even know who called in because he's buying a new fucking house? How do you even, like, steer the conversation towards the fucking election? Now, this guy said something that I've never heard before, and he said it multiple fucking times. He said it to people on the phones. He said it to other people that were working there. Like, he avoided talking to me and old Nitz McGee. Nitz McGee was back in the office, too. He didn't talk to us about this, but he talked to other people around about this, so we fucking heard it. He said he didn't want Joe Biden to win the election because he didn't want Nancy Pelosi to be second in line to the presidency. He kept saying third in line to the presidency, which is technically not correct. I mean, if you get the fucking list, it's president, vice president, speaker of the house. So like she's third on the list, but technically she's second in line for the presidency because, you know, the president and then the vice president, whatever. That's fucking semantics. I'm not here to argue fucking semantics. What I'm here to fucking say is, are you the dumbest man alive? You don't want Biden to win because you don't want Pelosi to be second in line for the presidency? Like she is right fucking now? She's second in line now, you fucking idiot. She's third on the list now. Who the fuck do you think is third on the list now? Or before, I mean, technically she's gonna be third in the list, you know, now and after the fucking inauguration. I know we got a bunch of fucking dummies out there saying the fucking election isn't over. You can't fucking count, you fucking idiots. These fucking sycophant fucking MAGA assholes with their dumb fucking marches. Oh, the fucking, it's rigged. Would you go fuck yourself and crawl back into your fucking hole, you dumb fucks? Jesus Christ. That fucking guy lost by like 6 million votes. It's fucking over. You got that fucking bag of bones Biden in there for a while. Just fucking deal with it. Shut the fuck up and deal with it. But anyway, my point's not that. My point is the fact that, like, when Trump was president, Pelosi was third in line for the fucking presidency, or second in line for the presidency. She was third on the list. If Biden wins, or now that Biden won, she's still gonna be third on the fucking list. Nothing fucking changed. How the fuck do you have the basic knowledge to know that she would be second in line, but to think that it's dependent on who wins the fucking election? Who the fuck in your mind is second in line now? Who does it go to after that fucking giant Jared mayonnaise Mike Pence? Who the fuck does it go to next? God damn it. He said it so many fucking times too, as if it was just like truth. And nobody fucking questioned him on it. And you might be thinking, why didn't you question him on it? Because I don't want to fucking talk to him. I had a good thing going. He wasn't talking to me. And if I had to address it with him, I would have to drop that good thing. I would open the door for future conversations. I didn't want to fucking open the door to any future fucking conversations. I was tempted to fucking say something about it because I was so fucking pissed. Anyway, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. I'm not going to have to deal with that shit for another 2 years at least. 4 years to another big fucking election. And hopefully I never have to see this motherfucker again. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Podbean, which is the host of the cast. Every fucking episode is there. I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. You can see me on Instagram in maybe 5 minutes. And I'm going to keep putting the podcast on my Facebook timeline too.